So saying, he led the way. The others followed after. The page hung on its peg the tuneful lyre, then took by the hand Demodocus and led him from the hall, guiding his steps along the selfsame road by which the rest of the Phaeacian chiefs went forth to view the games. Thus to the assembly place they came, a great troop following after, thousands in number, and many a gallant youth stood waiting there. Forth stood Acroneus, Ochialus, and Alatrius, Nautius and Primnius, Anchialus and Eretmius, Pontius and Prorius, Thoon, Anabasinius, and Amphialus, the son of Polyneus, son of the carpenter. Forth also stood a youth like murderous Ares, Euryalus, the son of Nobulus, who was the first in beauty and in stature of all Phaeacians after brave Laodamas. Forth stood three sons of good Alcinous, Laodamas, Halius, and matchless Clitonius. At first they tried each other in the foot race. Straight from a mark their track was measured, and all flew swiftly off together, raising the dust along the plain. Best in the race was gallant Clitonius, and by such space as at the plough the mule course runs, so far he shot ahead and reached the crowd. The rest were left behind. Next, in the hardy wrestling match, they had a trial, and here Euryalus surpassed all champions. At leaping, Amphialus was foremost, while at the discus the leader was Elatrius. In boxing, it was Laodamas, the good son of Alcinous. So when all hearts were gladdened by the games, up spoke Laodamas, son of Alcinous. "Come, friends, and let us ask the stranger if he knows games and has some skill in any. In build, at all events, he is no common man. In thighs and calves and arms above, strong neck and massive chest. Fit years he does not lack, only he has been broken down by many hardships. For nothing, I maintain, is worse to break a man than sea life, however strong he be." Then answered him Euryalus, and said, "Laodamas, what you say is rightly spoken. Go challenge him yourself by word of mouth." Now, when the good son of Alcinous heard his words, he went and stood before them all, and thus addressed Odysseus. "Come, good old stranger, do you also try the games, if you have skill in any. Games, you should know, has no greater glory for a man in all his life than when he wins with his own feet and hands. Come then and try. Drive trouble from your heart. Your journey hence shall not be long delayed. Already the ship is launched, the sailors ready.